What type of investor are you?
We can help you find out.
If you're looking for a fun and fast way to jumpstart your investment journey, we have just the thing.
Take the What's Your Investment Secret Sauce quiz. Within a few short minutes, you can learn what it is that makes you different from other investors, pointing you in the direction of your dreams and goals.
Who knows? This might be the first step of what could be an incredible, life-changing journey.
Take the quiz by going to kittysisters.com/secret sauce. Again, it's kittysisters.com/secret sauce.
Have you ever been curious what we're like behind the scene?
Well, pull a chair and find out on our brand new The Kitty Sisters TV channel on YouTube. It's full of awesome tips about apartment investing, paying less taxes legally, and finding financial freedom.
And like never before, you actually get to see how we make real life magic happens for our passive investor.
Once you're there, don't forget to click the like, subscribe, and hit the bell icon.
Again, that's The Kitty Sisters TV on YouTube.
Whenever you see a successful business, someone once made the courageous decision, says Peter Drucker, who's considered by most to be the founder of modern business management.
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
A decade ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve.
Every week, we, the Kitty Sisters, review properties or business opportunities that we are either looking to purchase or looking to passively invest in.
Recently, we had a conversation with our friend who said that in today's market environment, he doesn't necessarily think that there's any way he can grow his real estate portfolio. And in our opinion, this is not true.
For real estate investing, specifically us apartment investors, we really evaluate any investments through three lenses. First is risk, second is reward, i.e. yield, and third is time. And today we're gonna spill you the beans on all these three lenses. Let's get into it.
Now we know you are very well aware of investment risk, especially in the light of all the shenanigans happening in the crypto world.
We are true believers that when it comes to investments, there are two type of overarching types of risk. One is asset class risk and the second is execution risk.
Look, at the end of the day, you should always invest in an asset class that has extremely favorable risk reward profile. Apartment investment would be on top of that list, in our opinion.
Yeah, and on top of that, the asset class must have true intrinsic value, not be valued just because someone says it is or that other people believe them. That's really what led up to the huge losses experienced recently by those that got duped by FTX. Literally the most perfect example of
Chinese object syndrome.
Speaking of that, it brings us to another important aspect of asset class risk, which you should consider, which is always make sure you invest in an asset class that provides cash flow.
You gotta think about the other type of risk that we mentioned above, right? Which is execution risk. What this really means is that, do you believe in the people you are investing with? That do you think they have the experience, the know-how, and also the integrity needed to fully maximize and safeguard your investment with them?
Great point, Nan. The point here is, guys, it has to have all these key elements. If you're missing any of it, you're going to find yourself SOL, which isn't a place you want to be at all. Think about it and ask yourself if you know the team's track record. The know, like, and trust factor, KLT, is really a critical one here. The moral of the story is that you don't want to invest with any randos that just DM you on the gram or a random Bitcoin bro or anyone that seems to be promising returns that are like outsized and that doesn't really pass a KLT test, right?
When we listen to a lot of talking heads in various medium, we hear them say, hey, compound interest will grow massively if giving up time, right? And they would typically cite a hockey stick style graph that say, hey, your X dollars in 40 years will be Y dollars. So you must start early.
Oh my gosh, every time we hear this, we want to scream through the screen and say, what, 40 years? That's way, way too long. Look, we value patience, but your girls, the Kitty Sisters, we have some boss move to make and we can't afford to wait 40 years and neither can you.
So what's their incentive or motivation behind driving home this narrative? Could it be that they want trying to indoctrinate you into believing and accepting that their incredibly low yield is probably the highest you would get?
But really the major flaw in this investing philosophy is that it ignores, and we would like to argue, a more valuable aspect, which is reward, or yield. And yield, my friend, is way, way more powerful than time. And also way more fun, because you actually get to make money while you're still young and be able to like walk around and enjoy it, having that vibrancy, right? You don't have to wait 40 years.
And this, my friends, cash multiplier is where the rule of 72 comes into play. Simply put, the rule of 72 calculates how long it would take for your money to double. The formula is 72 divided by year or interest.
Okay, so let's take this example. Let's say the yield is 3% and you just do 72 divided by 3, right? And you'll get 24. That's how long it'll take for your money or your investment to double. 3% per year interest rate.
That's 24 years. Oh my God, that's like long, right? Well, if you're going to make your money more valuable, you are definitely going to want to flip the script, right, Pom?
Yep.
Like just flip it, right? If we rearrange the formula a bit and you'll see a completely different result. If we take 72 and divide by this time by 24 for a 24% yield, we would get
3 years. Yay. Just pause for a minute and let that sink in for you.
That's 24 years versus 3 years. Which one sounds better for you?
Most people ask, how did you get 24%? But that's the wrong question. The right question is, are there people out there who are getting 24% returns? And our answer is
plenty.
The moral of the story is that you need to increase your investment frequency or velocity. Obviously, this only works when you have more sand in your sand bucket to play with, and we get that. But we know a lot of people who are hesitating or standing on the sidelines, even though their wealth is being silently robbed by inflation.
Don't get robbed, guys. Instead, you should strategize ahead of time and calculate how much you're planning on investing and at what frequency. The more money you have to invest, the faster your money will grow and will become more valuable. And as a reminder, always, always again, consult your team of professionals before making any investment decision.
Yeah, and don't let the lack of knowledge paralyze you from taking action. Hey, who knows? With the right investment, you may be thanking us in 3 short years.
And no, we don't want any piece of your pie. Our joy has come from sharing our knowledge with you and, of course, our success with you along the way. So all of this is brought to you free of charge. Please give us a like, a follow, a comment, and share with your friends and family. Your success is truly our success.
For more tips, tricks, don't forget to download the Ultimate Passive Income Guide to get started in your apartment investing journey.
That's it from up today, guys. Cash flow multipliers.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.